It's Monday, the 23rd of June, and I'm Tona Takadila with your 5 p.m. news. The Global African Hydrogen Summit of 2025 has officially been launched in Windhoek today. Taking place from 9 to 11 September, the summit will gather African stakeholders to explore green hydrogen opportunities. Green Hydrogen Commissioner James Nyupe says the sector has already created 800 jobs in Namibia.
Some of these projects have now employed over 800 people over the past few years, and basically more than 170 million Namibian dollars has been shared with Namibian SMEs to date. That number is not to be sneezed at, but of course we think we can do a lot more. Importantly, we mobilized about $2.5 million to conduct 3 different pre-feasibility studies. So these are now studies of where additional projects could actually happen, both in the Karas and the Irongo region as well. But we're also looking to mobilize some capital to look at the Kunene region, and we're excited about that.
In lighter news, today is International Olympic Day, celebrated globally. Under the theme, Let's Move, the day promotes the importance of sport and encourages people of all ages and backgrounds to remain active and make physical activity part of daily life. Olympic Committee Secretary General Joan Smith has more.
Today we celebrate the birthday of the Olympic movement that was founded in 1894 in Paris by Pierre de Coubertin. Very significant to Namibia because, you know, we are an Olympic country. We have produced Olympians. We have celebrations today throughout at the basketball art school in Katatura. And on Saturday, we're going to go big with, you know, pedal for a purpose.
South African Minister of International Relations Ronald Lamula has met with Zambian President Hakainde Hichilema to resolve the ongoing dispute over the repatriation of former President Edgar Lungu's remains. Lungu died on 5 June in a Pretoria hospital, but tensions between his family and the Zambian government have delayed his burial. Lamula's spokesperson, Prispin Piri, has more.
In reaffirming the South African government's position, Minister Lamula emphasized that a state burial in Zambia represents the most fitting tribute to honor former President Lungu's distinguished legacy and service to the Zambian nation. Minister Lamula acknowledged that the legal obligation to respect the expressed wishes of the late former president's family are also of primacy.
Diverting our attention to the crisis unfolding in the Middle East, Russia has condemned the U.S. strikes on Iranian nuclear sites. At the same time, Israel is conducting major strikes on Tehran, targeting what it calls government repression agencies. The European Union's top diplomat, Kaya Kallas, has warned that any Iranian move to shut down the Strait of Hormuz would be dangerous, as the waterway handles about 20% of global oil trade. Tehran, on its part, has promised a decisive response.
At a meeting of European Union foreign ministers here in the Belgian capital Monday, Spain's representative said Europe needs to be the voice of peace and diplomacy. That's expected to be a call from a number of NATO allies during this week's summit in The Hague, amid fears that an Iranian retaliatory attack on the US could evoke Article 5 and the obligation to support a fellow member of the military alliance. William Denslow, Brussels.
And finally, today is also International Women in Engineering Day, celebrating the achievement of female engineers and their contributions to shaping the world. According to the Global Gender Gap Report of 2023, women comprised only 29.2% of the science, technology, engineering and mathematics workforce, or STEM. Find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Feature Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.